I'm a sucker for Mike and Gia. Hits 105.9.
Yes, we are back for the back together, I should say, because, I mean, I wasn't here on Monday.
No, that's right. You might notice if you download this catch-up every day that there was not one yesterday.
Yeah.
That is not because I'm lazy, but because I don't think that people just want to hear me talking non-stop by myself for hours, because you just had the day off.
You say that like it was a choice. Like I had a choice in the matter. I did not. I tried my hardest to get back. I just could not. The storms that were happening on the east coast of Australia were ridiculous.
Mm.
I was trying to get home from the Gold Coast because I was there for Eurovision, Australia Decides.
Yeah.
And then airlines decided, nah, don't like you this weekend. We are going to cancel your flight. Not only did I get cancelled on the way back, you know, my flight from Sydney to Orange was cancelled. I couldn't get on a flight to Bathurst. I couldn't drive because it was too unsafe. Roads were flooded.
Mm.
So I had to crash at a mate's place. Thank God he was home. But I also had my flight cancelled going to the Gold Coast as well. I think I've had my 3 years or 3 or 5 years worth of travel delays in one weekend.
Do you feel like Eurovision Australia Decides was worth it?
Yeah, it was worth it. I'd so do it again.
Oh, seriously? Even so, after all of that?
I would so do it again. It was so great.
Okay. Well, speaking of Eurovision, I did send you off to the Gold Coast with a challenge.
Mm.
And this morning on the show, you revealed whether or not you followed through.
Yes, you gave me a challenge. I hope you'll see if you'll find out in the catch-up if I made it work. Also, Throwback Throwdown was back again. We've got Valentine's Day coming up this weekend.
Yeah, so we decided to pick love songs.
Love songs.
And I think your song was just a sad song, not a love song.
It's a love song, though.
It's sad.
I didn't say it was a happy song. I said but it's definitely a love song.
Yeah, I love that the single guy on the show picked the sad love song.
Yeah, well, you know, what if the shoe fits? But also, speaking of singleness, I have to cook for myself.
You do, yeah. Unfortunately, your mum won't cook for you anymore now that you're 27.
There's no one living with me that will cook with me, so I have to look after myself. So I've had to discover some kitchen hacks.
Mm, and you did put the call out on the show for anyone that wanted to call through on 13, 12, 16 with some extra ones that you could add to your repertoire.
Yes, and some were quite helpful. One especially from Melanie, who gave us a call on 13, 12, 16. It's not so much one that requires a lot of prep,
no,
but it's definitely one that I'm interested to try. I haven't heard of that one before.
Yeah, and it's something that you could maybe even do tonight. Like,
yes,
it literally would be the easiest experiment ever. So maybe tomorrow you might be here with the result.
Yeah, exactly. Also, Dean McCarthy joined us once again. He was on the red carpet for the Oscars.
Mm.
How dare he have such a good job?
I know. And he gets all the juicy scoop as well. You'll get to hear that in the catch-up.
Thank you so much for downloading. We'll see you tomorrow.
Get up with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.
Avicii, Addicted to You, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia, 12 minutes past 7 at Gia. Over the weekend, I was in the Gold Coast for Eurovision, Australia Decides. Basically, it's the process, it's the competition, I guess, where 10 songs they perform and then the public gets to vote which one we want to send to Eurovision later on this year.
Yeah, it's just ensuring that we send the best of our best.
Yeah, exactly.
Off, because that is a massive television event, Eurovision. Like, here in Australia, last year, 3 million Aussies watched it.
Absolutely.
And that's just here on our shores. This is a global event.
Yeah, tens and tens of millions of people watch it every single year. It's a huge deal. And I realised when I started to get into Eurovision, quite recently, I've opened myself up to comments of, why is Australia even in Eurovision? Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, you hear that all the time, but we're not a part of Europe, so why are we?
Yeah, well, then my question would also be, Israel's part of it, Armenia's part of it, they are also not in Europe. And to be honest, the UK, they left the European Union anyway.
They did, you're right. I think it's just because we have a really big fan base for it here, isn't it?
We do, and we were invited. We're kind of like that. We are the annoying cousin that wanted to play with our cousins in Europe because we loved it so much. We want to play too, and it turns out we're very good at Eurovision.
Well, last year we came, what, ninth?
Ninth, yes. A best result was Darmium a couple of years ago where we came second. So close. But I went to the Gold Coast and I got myself in prime position for the telecast that happened on Saturday night. I was right at the point of stage. I was touching the stage. When I needed to relieve pressure from my feet for standing too long, I was leaning on the stage. I was that close.
That's super cool. Not just for you getting to watch the performances, but because this was televised, right?
Yes, exactly.
On SBS.
Mm-hmm.
And last week on the show, when I found out that it was televised, I got a bit excited.
You got to be excited. And you issued a little bit of a challenge or a request, I should say.
Mm.
This Saturday night, it airs live, I think, on SBS.
You're going to be there.
I'll be in the Gold Coast Convention Centre.
Oh, my God. Can you take, like, a poster of us and try to get us on TV?
I'll see what I can do.
Please. I don't even care about the performance anymore. Just get us on TV.
So, as you dropped me off at the airport on Friday afternoon, you gave me a poster of our show.
And it was only a little one. Like, it would have been
A3 size.
A3. So, not even that big. Like, it's not like it was a billboard size that I'm requesting. This was not an outrageous request.
No, exactly.
So, did you get us on TV?
Unfortunately, I did not. Now,
honestly, why did you even come back?
I tried my hardest. However, they did see the sign that I had, and they made me throw it in the bin because it wasn't about Eurovision. There were signs in the crowd, but they were about the artists. We were trying to self-promote ourselves. We can't do that.
Why not?
They clearly have rules because it was being televised.
But it's all a game of luck, really. Like, you're not going in there and going to have a billboard and guaranteed to get it on TV. If you're tenacious enough, they should just allow you to do that. You clearly want it bad enough. They should have just been like, okay.
I should have hidden it in my shirt, is what you're saying.
I think so.
Well, maybe next year. Next year I will try.
No, don't this maybe next year. I'm not waiting a whole year to get
on
television.
Send me to the Netherlands then. I'm off in May. I'll go there and I'll go to Eurovision and get that on worldwide TV. How about that then?
Okay, but it's not going to be an A3 poster that time. It'll be a real big poster.
Well, then I'll need someone to help carry it. Would you like to also hold that poster?
Maybe we could sneak in like a costume where like you're the head of an animal, I'm like the butt, and then the poster's in the middle of us.
Hey, there we go. Now you're using your noggin.
Let's brainstorm this.
Maybe more than just Eurovision. Let's think more than this. Let's think Logies later this year.
Yes.
Let's think all these different things. Let's get ourselves on TV in some capacity.
I'm in. 100%.
Okay. Casting. So crazy right now.
Drums. Tuesday's Throwback Throwdown.
Rewind it back.
Oh. It's old school with Mike and Gia on Hit 105.9.
Well, Valentine's Day, it is a-coming. We know this. It's on Friday, that day of lovey-doveyness where you might buy some roses and, you know...
Or forget.
Or just forget. Yeah, a lot of people do, or a lot of people don't bother celebrating it. But hey, you might not celebrate it in a sense of buying presents, but you might want to celebrate it in song.
Exactly. So what we have done, we have chosen two love songs for Throwback Throwdown this week. Gia, let's go through our picks. I have gone with...
If I lay here.
Snow Patrol's Chasing Cars.
And I've gone with a little bit more of a traditional love song, Trisha Yearwood's How Do I Live?
And tell me now, how do I live without you?
Wow. I haven't heard that in a long time.
I love that song. I sing it in the shower all the time.
Okay.
It's my favourite.
Are you going to dance at your wedding to that song or...?
I'll get to my pitch in just a moment.
Oh, you're kidding.
Where I may just talk about that.
Oh, my God.
Because we both get 30 seconds to sort of tell you why you should vote for our song on 13, 12, 16. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'm happy to go first this week.
Right.
No problem. All right, 30 seconds on the clock. Snow Patrol's Chasing Cars from 2006. This song has been used everywhere, obviously, most famously from Grey's Anatomy, where it's more or less the theme song, basically. Chasing Cars is one of the songs that's responsible for showing the impact of legal downloads for single sales as opposed to physical sales. So much so, it was actually denied charting here in Australia because digital sales were not counted at the time. Plus, you know my rule about how if you're on the show once, you're a friend of the show? Well, Gary Lightbody, lead singer of Snow Patrol, friend of the show.
It wasn't the most romantic pitch I've ever heard, considering their Valentine's Day songs, but okay.
I
coming from the single guy on the show.
Yep.
Digital downloads. All right. Well, mine gets a little bit mushy, so just hold on tight, okay?
Okay, hold on, everyone. Grab the tissues.
Trisha Yearwood's How Do I Live is just about as romantic as it gets. I mean, the song's all about loving someone so much you can't even breathe without them, for goodness sake. You'll most likely remember it from the start of Con Air when Nicolas Cage returns from the army to the pregnant love of his life and they make out and slow dance in the pub that she's clearly supposed to be working in. Like, I'm sorry, but in real life, if a waitress stopped working in a busy bar to make out with a boyfriend, she would get fired. But that's how powerful this song is. It helps love overcome bad work ethic. But seriously, I love this song. I would totally sing it at mine and Tom's hypothetical wedding. If you want to dedicate it to your loved one, 13, 12, 16.
Yes, we both went through different things. I went through, like, the legitimacy of the song. You went through for the emotion.
Mate,
and that's
you don't
fine.
Care about the statistics. You either like a song or you don't. It doesn't matter about the stats behind it. You either feel connected to it or you don't.
I feel like a lot of people are connected to Snow Patrol's Chasing Cars. But
they
it
might
is,
be, but it's not because of the downloads.
It is up to the people of Orange and the Central West to vote, and there is a number of ways they can do that.
You can call 13 12 16. You may just walk away with a voucher to Laser Clinics here in Orange, or you can head to the Hit 105.9 Facebook page or the Hit Instagram story.
Your choices this week. If I lay here. Snow Patrol's Chasing Cars. Trisha Yearwood's How Do I Live. Get those votes in on 13, 12, 16 right now. The winning song will play after 7:30. Get
up with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.
Check it out. Get this body started. Tuesday's Throwback Throwdown. Rewind it back. On Hit 105.9.
Well, we are in the middle of Throwback Throwdown for another week. It is a special Valentine's Day edition, so love songs are on the cards. Here are our picks this week. Mine, Snow Patrol's Chasing Cars. If I lay here.
If I just lay here. And mine, Trisha Yearwood's How Do I Live.
Just see people like dancing on a wedding dance floor to this song.
I can bet you anything that on Friday when long distance boyfriend Tom comes to visit, I will put on this song.
Oh my God. But we do have to look at some of the votes that are coming through now on 13, 12, 16. We do have Julie. Julie, how are you going?
Good, thank you.
Now, the most important question, Julie, which song are you going for in Throwback Throwdown?
It has to be You Again.
Yes, Trisha Yearwood's How Do I Live? On a Valentine's Day themed throwback throwdown. It doesn't get much better, right?
No, because my husband can't live without me.
Oh, that is that's too cute.
Oh, Julie. Well, is this you dedicating it to yourself on his behalf, or you want to dedicate it to your husband?
Oh, I can dedicate it to my husband, please.
There you go. There's no chance it's going to get played, though, because obviously Snow Patrol is going
to
win.
We will just have to wait and see. But because you have called in, Julie, you're going to be walking away with the voucher to Laser Clinics Australia.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. They're now here in Orange in the new Orange City Centre. Real people, real results. Let's go over to the tally room right now, because our new rule this year is that we're not allowed to look at the Facebook and Instagram votes.
Yes, exactly.
We're only allowed to answer the phones. It is Liana who knows what's going on there.
Yes. Yeah, so, Liana, you've been looking at the results. How are they looking at the moment?
I can assure you there is one clear winner.
Oh, okay, great.
And it's not counting your mother's vote, by the way, Michael.
She always votes for Mike.
No, that's actually not true. Whenever she will legitimately vote against me if she really loves your song. If you ever pick Savage Garden again, she's going to the Gia
camp. Oh, okay, so there's if I want to guarantee right me one vote, I'll go Savage Garden next week. Yes. What are people that aren't related to Mike saying?
We've got Josh. He says, Gia's pick, who doesn't love Con Air, Nick Cage, yes, is a gift to humanity. And Con Air is at the top of his immaculate back catalogue.
I agree. He's underrated, Nick Cage.
One of the many movies I haven't seen.
Anthony says, Mike's pick for sure, still a good song in 2020. How Do You Live? How Do I Live was rubbish when Leanne Rimes released it and didn't get any better when Yearwood did it.
Oh, wow. That's really rough.
Sting. Okay, Josh, a lot of pent-up anger towards How Do I Live.
I want to play it now just to rub it in Josh's face.
And Amy says, Snow Patrol, I think of Grey's Anatomy every time I hear it and cry.
That's fair. I've been rewatching Grey's Anatomy on Stan.
So this song must be right in your memory at the moment.
Which is why I don't want it to be played again. I want to hear Trisha Yearwood's How Do I Live? But that's the thing. It is not up to us. It is up to you. You do have about 3 minutes left to get your votes in 13, 12, 16 or on the Hit 105.9 Facebook and Instagram pages.
Give us a call because the winning song will play in 2.5 minutes' time after Lizzo, Hit 105.9. Hit 105.9, you're getting up with Mike and GS741. That's the wrong intro.
Check it in. Tuesday's Throwback Throwdown. Rewind it back. On Hit 105.9.
That's more like it.
What can I say? It's my first day back.
Yeah, that's it. You're rusty. Or maybe you're just nervous that your song is not going to win Throwback Throwdown this week.
It is a Valentine's Day edition. Love songs are on the cards here. Is it going to be Snow Patrol? Will it be Trisha Yearwood? The voting is now closed. And we must now head over to the tally room with Liana. And Liana, do you have an official result?
I certainly do.
All right.
All right. It must be fate. For Valentine's Day, because on, drum roll please, 69%.
Nice.
Mike, you're the winner.
Yay! Oh, I'm sorry, G. You'll have to listen to Trisha Yearwood in the car another time, I think.
I'll be doing it as soon as I leave this place today.
But the winner is Snow Patrol on Hit 105.9.
Live from LA, Dean McCarthy with all the Hollywood gods. On Hit 105.9.
Well, Gia, joining us on the line right now to talk all things Oscars. He was there on the red carpet himself. It is Dean McCarthy. Dean, how are you going?
Hi, guys. Good morning, everyone. Oh, did you guys see it? Have you seen any of the highlights? Did you watch it? Were you interested?
Oh, yeah. I was living for the red carpet, especially Natalie Portman. Yep. She made quite the statement with her outfit, didn't she?
Oh, my goodness, she certainly did. So anyone that missed it, Natalie Portman wore a Dior couture. It was fabulous with this big black cape. And inside the cape, she had embroidered the names of the female directors that were snubbed at the Oscars. So there's like the directing category, of course, and it was all males this year. And she had embroidered in her jacket all of the women that should have been nominated in that category. It was really very a strong statement to make. It was fabulous. Billie Eilish rocked the red carpet in an all Chanel suit, which was really cool and very unexpected as well. Just a great red carpet, just a great show all around.
Well, Billie had a pretty incredible night because she did a performance of Yesterday. It was a cover and it pretty much brought the house to tears.
Yeah, it did. So for anyone who missed it, she performed during the In Memoriam bit where they, you know, play all of the different people that have lost their lives over the last year in the entertainment industry. I thought she was going to do the 007 theme song because that's what she's been... You know, that's because she's the new Bond song girl. And I think they've probably done that to bring in, like, a younger audience, you know, to make Bond really cool and hip again, I guess, with the young kids these days. But that made me feel like I was 85 years old. Anyway, so she performed not what we expected, but she looked amazing. Janelle Monáe opened the show, which was fabulous, and my friend Billy Porter. They rocked it. It was a good... And then, okay, there was one surprise. If you missed last night, Eminem, as in... Like Eminem, the guy, like the rapper from the 90s or whatever, he performed Lose Yourself during the Oscars because, you know, he won an Oscar for that song back when it was in that movie 8 Mile. So he performed, which was great. No one saw that coming. It was a bit of a surprise as well.
That, like, the Oscars were just full of everything from, like, surprise upsets at the awards, a red carpet, everyone looked fabulous. It was a hell of a night.
Yeah, and obviously there was the big upset with the movie Parasite winning the Best Picture Oscar. Now, you actually got to chat to the director.
Yeah, they were great. It was so cool, like, because, you know, that movie was so... If you haven't seen it, most people haven't seen it, to be honest. It's not like... Everyone has seen it because it's such a unique story, right? And of course, it's subtitled, so most people don't really like subtitled films, you know. But it's beautiful, and it's like a dark comedy satire. It's really, really incredibly well made, and people love that. You know, something so different and so unique actually did take out that award. People were booing because last night there was a new rule at the Oscars last night where you were given 90 seconds, okay, from when they read out your name to when the violins start to play. 90 seconds.
Oh, my God.
So they tightened up the speeches. So you had to run up to the stairs, you know, maybe what, that might take like 30 seconds. Then you've got a minute or another 10 seconds getting the trophy, so there's 40 seconds. So you kind of had a really tight amount of time. So when the music was playing to wrap up Parasite, people were not happy about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they won Best Picture. They deserve their time in the sun, absolutely.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, Dean McCarthy, thank you for giving us all the insight live from the red carpet. Thank you so much, Dean.
Bye, guys.
Hit 105.9, you're getting up with Mike and Gia, just about to hit 8:40. We do it thanks to Harvey Norman Computers Orange. Now, Gia, I want to let you in on a little secret. I think I've discovered a little kitchen hack that could be very useful, and no, it's not underpaying staff.
Okay, and it's not that one that was discovered last week about wrapping avocado in Levis leaves to keep it fresh. No.
Great hack, though.
I was going to say, because that's been discovered. You can't, like, claim to that one.
So I've now found out that, you know, there's a lot of people have different tricks to when cutting onions. Cutting onions is not a great task because it makes your eye water, they sting, it's just a pain. So I've decided to find a way, because some people like to refrigerate onions and that stops the stinging for some people. But no, eliminate that altogether. You know those little, like, hand-sized, like, ripcord blenders that Kmart have?
Yes, I have seen them. They kind of look similar to, like, the slap chop that you might have seen on infomercials, but instead of having a little button you press on the top, it's got like a ripcord, like a mower.
Yeah, exactly.
Seems like a lot of fun to use.
All I've started doing is cutting the onions into a slightly larger chunk, so not doing too many cuts that exposes to my eyes, chucking it in there, rip, 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 boom, completely finely diced onions, no tears. I think I'm a genius.
Is that really a hack, though?
I think so.
Using a utensil that's made to cut up vegetables to cut up vegetables. Is that really a kitchen hack?
But I've never seen anyone else use it that way for onions.
What have they used it for then?
Well, they use it for, you know, whenever you're cutting things up like salads or you're mixing, like, you know, cutting up capsicum, cutting up carrot, whatever.
Okay, so you think that it's an undervalued hack when it comes to stopping the tears?
Yes, exactly. Everyone goes to, like, refrigerate it, wear glasses. And as someone who wears glasses, that doesn't work.
My nan used to tell me that if you ran cold water while you were cutting them, that would stop the tears. But obviously, we are at level 5 water restrictions, so I haven't been able to be doing that lately. So maybe it's a case that I just need to go out and buy this Kmart thingamajobby.
It was only like $6. Like, it's money well spent.
Well,
like,
that's not bad at all. But if anyone has any other kind of kitchen hacks, I would be open to hear them, whether it be onion related or
anything.
Not.
Anything could be, you know, what are your tips to make the absolute perfect cob loaf? I don't know. If you have a kitchen hack, because I am trying to get in the kitchen a little bit more. I'm doing my best.
You've been cooking a lot of fresh food lately.
I have been.
I'm very proud of you for.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. But I want to learn as many kitchen hacks as I possibly can, because I want to make it an easy process and a good process as well.
And efficient, and a lack of tears is always good.
Absolutely.
So if you do have a kitchen hack, call through 13 12 16 and hey, we might just hook you up with maybe a Domino's meal voucher or Zambrero even, so that you can, you
skip
know,
the kitchen.
Skip the kitchen, because you've obviously, if you've worked out the hacks, been working hard in the kitchen.
Exactly. So 13, 12, 16. Do you have a kitchen hack? Birds of Tokyo, two of us, hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia, 8:49, and we're talking kitchen hacks.
We are, because you've discovered this onion cutter that minimises the tears situation.
It eliminates it completely.
Yeah, because you don't have to do it. But you mentioned that people refrigerate onions as well as a little kitchen hack. I've got one that I completely forgot about.
Yeah.
I heard somewhere that if you peel a banana, not from the regular top, but from the other end.
So from the bottom.
From the bottom, it actually gets rid of all of the little stringy bits that can stay on your banana. It means that they won't get stuck.
That is handy. I'm going to try that next time.
Yeah, and we do have a few coming through on the Hit 105.9 Facebook page. This one was my favourite, from Linda. Apparently, if you wrap fresh herbs in a damp tea towel.
A tea towel. Yeah.
They stay fresher for longer.
Oh, fresh herbs in tea towel. Okay.
In a damp tea towel, yeah.
Okay, there we go. Thank you, Linda. We've also got Melanie on 13, 12, 16. Melanie, do you have a kitchen hack?
Yes. My husband taught me to put potato chips in the freezer because it makes the flavours taste better.
What, like actual crisps, like Smith's or Red Rock Deli?
Yeah. I mean, the best are Samboys. When you put Samboy chips in the freezer, keep them in the freezer for a couple of hours, and then, like, frozen chips taste better. Gosh. Like, it enhances the flavours.
But I'm trying to work out how that would taste. So it doesn't change the flavour or anything? You're not, like, biting into it. It's like an icicle. It's just really, really cold chips.
Yeah, but it makes the flavouring stand out more. I don't know why or any. I don't know if there's any science behind this, but putting chips in the freezer, it tastes way better. You should try it.
Ooh, wow, I think we may just have to.
That is a kitchen hack right up my alley. It requires no prep whatsoever.
Just set and forget, which is our favourite kind of kitchen hack. Now, Melanie, for calling that one in, it sounds like you're the kind of person that spends a lot of time in the kitchen, right?
Yes, I'd say so.
Yeah, well, we want to take some of that off of your hands. We want to send you out for a free feed on us at Zambrero.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's for you and a friend there on Summer Street in Orange. I don't know how we can test this out. I was thinking like a blind test taste, but then...
I'll tell if something's cold or not.
If it's cold and if it's not. How can you tell if the flavour's actually enhanced?
I think you need to taste the normal chip. To have some water, you know, cleanse the palate and everything, and then taste the cold chip and see if it, like, accentuates the flavour anymore.
But maybe it'd be a placebo effect where you just think it's enhanced.
I don't know.
I think you need to go home and test this
I'll
out.
Do it.
Either
I'll do
way,
it.
You
Fine.
Figure it out.
Oh, what hard work for me. Let's get back into the hits and old school Nicki Minaj. Super Bass, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia, 8:52.
This one is for the boys with the booming system.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.